6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. It is another day of judgment for Alec Murdaugh as he's accepted a plea deal. We're going to take you now to the South Carolina courthouse where that sentencing is taking place, as well as victim impact statements. They'll be read or stated directly to Alec Murdaugh from those that had been wronged by him due to his financial crimes against them. Let's go there right now.
Your Honor, that is all of the victims that wanted to address Your Honor today. I've obviously already spoken extensively. I know that we need to get to the defense and might have some final closing comments. But I will say this, Your Honor. I appreciate these folks speaking. I appreciate Mr. Bland and Mr. Richter, the passion they expressed. I appreciate and was blown away by Tony and his words. I appreciate so much Mr. Bamberg's words, putting in perspective some of the considerations that we have to consider in slaying the dragon, and having not only Mr. Bland, but Mr. Bamberg and Mr. Tinsley, having been there at the beginning of this investigation, I appreciate Mr. Bamberg putting in context the effect that these trials have on communities and have on the system. I understand Mr. Tinsley, and some people saying, is 27 years and 85% enough? I understand you. I've wrestled with that over and over again as we thought about that, but we also have to realize the real human cost to multiple trials, because while this has become TV, it's not about that. It's not about trials to generate content. It's not about the notoriety. What it's about is getting justice like it's never been seen before, in a situation like it's never been seen before, and doing that in a manner that doesn't break the system in this county or other counties, and allows the state grand jury and law enforcement to focus on the next dragons that need to be slayed. And there's a lot of them. Is 27 years enough? I believe it's a practical life sentence, and I believe, like I said before, it's a unique sentence that no one's ever heard of for these types of offenses. But I echo what Mr. Tinsley said, and I understand his reservations, but I echo what he said when we talk about white-collar crime, because the effects are devastating, and I've handled a lot of white-collar crime, and I see those effects, and you heard it in the voices of these victims, and I've seen it in looking at their eyes. Because a lot of times with a violent crime, as horrible as they are, at some point you can process that some horrible predator broke in your house and did something to you. And it wasn't anything that you did. But with white-collar crime, it can be so devastating, lifelong devastating, because a lot of times that money can never be repaid. But the problem is that they start with trust. And that's different than being victimized in a violent crime. And sometimes that can be harder, a lifelong scar that can be harder because of that trust that you placed in someone. So I agree with Mr. Tinsley, and we have always taken very strong positions on white-collar crime. And ultimately, there's a happy medium somewhere. There's nothing happy about the situation, but there's a medium somewhere. I think that you heard from Ms. P and Mr. Jenks and Mr. Tony Satterfield and Ms. Haddon, you heard that trust and how devastating that is. And so white-collar crime is just as bad. But Your Honor also knows that 27 years at 85% gets handed out for less than that gets handed out for, unfortunately, for violent crimes as well. So this is a strong result. It is one that ensures finality. It is one that ensures that the system that has also been abused by that trust that was given to Alec Murdoch when he was allowed to have that law license on the wall, that the system can start to heal as well. And it can focus on the next problems that it needs to address.
Out of the 100 plus indictments I was assigned to handle, how many will be left?
This will resolve all of the state grand jury indictments. And so ultimately, Mr. Murdoch agreed to a full factual basis as it relates to the crimes that he's pleading to as to the state grand jury ones. What we did was represent each victim with at least one and then sometimes multiple counts that are still outstanding.
Well, of course, the Chief Justice is not Chief of just the state grand jury, but the entire court, unified court system. How many other indictments, aside from state grand jury, will remain if this plea is accepted against Mr. Murdoch?
There will still be the county indictments for the side of the road that are still outstanding that are not resolved by the state grand jury pleas here today. Unfortunately, I do not have that exact number in front of me. I think as it relates to Mr. Murdoch, I think there's four charges that are outstanding.
What's proposed to be disposed of include all the state grand jury indictments only?
That's correct, Your Honor. This is a state grand jury plea here.
And aside from the specific one, he is offering to plead guilty to the remainder will be dismissed?
There is no deal on the table for those charges. The defense and the parties will discuss those after today, but this is to resolve state grand jury.
Referring the remainder of the state grand jury indictments will
be
dismissed.
Yes, sir. As in return for his plea here today, he is agreeing to a full factual basis, except for the awful one that I mentioned before. So even though there are representative charges, he's agreeing to the conduct that's been alleged. Yes, he's pleading to 22, and the remainder will be non-prost upon successful conclusion of this plea.
All right, thank you.
Your Honor, last thing I'll say before I turn it over to the defense is on behalf of the Attorney General Alan Wilson, on behalf of the state grand jury team, on behalf of SLED and all the law enforcement partners that worked so hard, DOR as well, that worked so hard on this case, we would ask you to accept this plea and to issue the negotiated sentence of 27 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Harput, then.
Please report, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
We would join the Attorney General in urging you to accept this 27-year guilty plea. It is, as he's pointed out, harsher than any defendant charged with similar crimes has ever received in the state of South Carolina. Alec Murdaugh stood before you and pled guilty, except for the one offered plea, guilty to this course of conduct. He has admitted that he is a thief. He has admitted that he lied about it. He has admitted that he victimized people that put their trust in him. That in no way entitles him to any mercy, if you will. But what it does do, I think that should demonstrate to the court, is that he's, rather than putting all these people through trials, he wants to put this behind him, understanding that there is a high likelihood on these charges alone he may never leave prison, although he has two life sentences without the possibility of parole for the murder charges. He would like to address the court and these victims, if Your Honor will permit it. He has a statement he'd like to read to the court, which should take about 5 minutes, and then, as I understand it, 10 minutes, I'm told. The only other thing we would say is this, that we, subsequent to today's proceedings, will attempt to work, and we believe we can work out a restitution amount, as the Attorney General's indicated to you already.
Do you all have an agreed number of days that he's entitled to credit for pursuant to Section 241340 of the South Carolina Code?
Your Honor, the amount that we've calculated is 505 days. That would be the time period from October 14th, 2021, when he was taken into custody on those initial two arrest warrants, through March 3rd, 2023, when he began to serve his sentence for the double murder.
Do you agree with those days as being the proper number that he's entitled to credit for, Mr. Harpootlian?
Your Honor, we would say that he gets credit up till today. Well, I don't understand why it would stop upon his conviction for the murders.
All right, Your Honor, give me 1 second. I'll find the statute. I've also had those discussions with SCDC. I think it's
241340.
Your Honor will permit me, I can bring it up with my phone. But the language of that is very clear, that you don't get to double dip, and that when he began to serve his sentence for the murders, that he no longer was also getting to claim credit for pretrial detention on other charges.
Well, Your Honor, I would suggest that you indicate he gets credit from October, whenever he was arrested, and let, if SCDC takes a position that he doesn't get credit for the time subsequent to his conviction on the murders. And by the way, if the murders were set aside for the sake of argument, which, as you know, we have a pending motion, then SCDC may interpret it some other way. But if it's an SCDC interpretation, we would just ask that you indicate that you give him credit from October 4th, subject to any SCDC interpretation.
You're talking with SCDC, I mean, it has that box on the form, as Your Honor is aware, that says credit for time served shall be given to be calculated by by SCDC. I don't have a sentencing sheet in front of me. In discussions with them, they said that that's what they would do. They would have the bond form, and that they would calculate that amount of days and then come up with that. And obviously, I guess, if down the road there needs to be an issue litigated as to credit for this delta between March and today, then Mr. Harpootlian and I can handle it. But I know that SCDC, in looking at this, and looking at 241340, would say that his credit, that he's appropriate, would be solely that time that he was on a pretrial bond and not given double credit when he's actually serving a sentence for double murder.
Your Honor, all we'd ask is that you comply with the sentencing sheet and say give credit for time served. And if there's a dispute between us and the Attorney General, more appropriate between us and the Department of Corrections, that's what administrative law courts are for. And we can deal with it there.
All right, thank you.
And Your Honor, at this time, I would ask that you allow Mr. Murdaugh to address the court and courtroom.
Yes, sir. Mr. Murdaugh, or Murdaugh.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Can you hold that, or do you need it?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You said I'm good. I'm going to turn here.
Let me turn the page.
But thank you, Your Honor. I'm going to speak to the victims who spoke to me.
You need a hand free, or are you good?
Having a hand free would be helpful, but I can handle it without it.
Okay.
just like this?
Just a free cuff. Can I take that off, sir?
Pardon?
Can I just take this free cuff off?
Sure.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes?
I think I'm all right with that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I want all of each of you that spoke to know that I listened to you. I heard you. Your pain and your hurt is palpable. I get it. It's reasonable, and I promise you that it resonates with me. I understand it. I hope that the time will come when you can look back and know that despite the things that I did, that I care about each one of you. Because I do. I did terrible things. Each of you placed your trust in me. I was very proud of that, and I'm still today honored by that fact that I deceived each of you terribly. I did terrible things. Things that thinking about right now caused me to be hurt. Caused me to be disturbed. I mean, it is so important to me that you know how bothered that I am by the things that I did. I mean, that's important to me. After hours, days, weeks, months of self-reflection, I know now that I took more and more and more pills because I was hiding, or attempting to hide from the reality of the things that I was doing to all of you. I do care about each of you. I have special recollections of my interactions with each one of you outside of the terrible things that I did. JJ, I felt as close to you as anybody. I still do. As anybody I can think of. We grew up together. JJ, we hunted and fished together, alone, all over the low country. I mean, I think we've talked to each other about everything that's important to both of us. And man, I hate the things that I did. Our daddies were the best of friends. I mean, I mean it. When I say that I care about you, as hypocritical as that seems in light of the things I did, it is so very true. I did care about each of you, and I still care about each of you. Michelle, I can't think of a bad day that a hug from Miss Carrie and a kiss from Miss Carrie that she would always give when I would see the two of you, because I never saw one without the other, that wouldn't make better. And it was usually accompanied by some sage advice or words of wisdom that were always so perfectly appropriate for whatever was going on. I truly love her, and I love you. And I am so sorry. There's so many others that aren't here today that I hope will listen or be listening one day, like Dion. Dion's daddy, one of my dearest friends. I can still remember going to Dion's graduation, spending time with him. One more thing, JJ, going back, I do want to tell you as to how close I feel to you. My wife loved you, and you are absolutely right about everything you said, but you are dead wrong about one thing, and I would never hurt Maggie, and I would never hurt Paul. And it is important to me that you know that. Because she did love you. And I hope you know that. And I hope you know that I mean what I say here today. Jamie, Bishop, man, Damien's uncle and daddy were as close to me and my daddy as people can be. Lord knows, Tony, I went to elementary school, middle school, high school with your aunts and your uncles, Ginger. How many classes did we have? I mean, I've grown up with you guys. I mean, Tony, you, and Brian and Gloria are like a part of my family. And I mean that as hypocritical as that sounds, and me saying it, as hypocritical as it sounds, it is the absolute truth. That does bring me to a point, and I will say that I said to Mr. Mr. Bland, Maggie and I raised our two boys with input from her mom and dad and input from my mom and dad. But we are the people who raised those boys and us alone.
With the help of my sister.
Now, with that being said, Eric, with that being said, there is no person, period, that was more important to my family than Gloria was. To all of us. To me, especially to Maggie. To Paul. Lord knows he adored her. And I hope you know that. And Buster. And me too. I adore her. And I am so sorry. So sorry for the things that I did. And it is important to me that you know how sorry I am for the things that I did to each of you, all my law partners. the guys. And Danny, looking at you here kills me, knowing what I did. I mean, you guys, we shared every facet of my life with every member of my family. And you are my family, Danny. Some more to say as we go along. We'll talk in some more detail. But to you people, it is so important. Two things today that are most important to me is making sure that you do understand that I do care about each and every one of you. Number one, and number two, that I am so sorry and that I hate and am so bothered by the things that I did. And this brings me back to the text that came out in trial that I believe I sent to my paralegal, Christy. As I became better and less sick in rehab, one of the things that bothered me was knowing how I hurt the ones I loved the most, the worst. And you all are included in that sentence. I hope you know that. Tony, Brian, when I decided to make up the story and the claim about the dogs and Gloria, I did it with good intentions of helping you. I am so sorry that those intentions very quickly became selfish. And I am so sorry that I continue to involve you in my actions. And I am so sorry for everything that you, and I want to make sure the whole family knows that I am so sorry for everything that you have been through. And JJ, I really want to take you up on your offer that you proposed earlier. But I also hope that in time that each of you will be willing to talk with me, because I would like, as time moves on, to continue to reiterate just how sorry I am and just how important it is to me that you know that. So I'd like for you to think about it. Despite what was said in this courtroom today, I can tell you that through my attorneys, I have been asking for a plea offer since the very beginning. The very beginning. I formally pled guilty within 2 weeks of receiving the very first plea offer. That was in this courtroom however many days ago. But I formally pled guilty within 2 weeks of receiving the very first plea offer. And you've heard a lot of talk about the sentence. And I will tell you that the sentence that I'm agreeing to is harsher than I wanted. It's certainly harsher than I had hoped for. I will tell you that while I am pleading guilty for a number of reasons, all of which I believe are valid, none of those reasons is more prominent than my hopes that seeing me punished will help each of you heal and begin to be able to put this behind you. Because I can see it. I mean, I can see. I can feel. I know what you've been through. I don't know it, but I sense it. And I am so sorry. Now I want to talk to a few different people. I want to start with Buster. Buster, I am so sorry that I let you down. So sorry that I have not been able to be with you during such hard times. I am so sorry that I did so many things that are so contradictory to every single thing Mom and I ever taught you and Paul. I am so sorry. I am so very sorry that the things that I did and that I am pleading guilty to here today have somehow caused some people, especially people on social media and some people in the media, to somehow believe that based on the things that I did, that it is somehow okay to make false, baseless, unsubstantiated claims against you that are not only based on no facts and no evidence whatsoever, but are also not based on any semblance of reality whatsoever. And I am so sorry that you have had to go through that. I know, Buster, that you know that I have always been proud of you. I have never been more proud of you than I am for the way that you have handled all of the adversity. That I put on you. Your whole family is proud of you. Mom is proud of you, and Papa is proud of you. I see in letters, emails, and messages that people give to my attorneys how impressed people are with the way that you have carried yourself through all of this. I want you to remember that rational, reasonable thinking people never make as much noise as haters do. I want you to continue to tune them out and continue to be the bigger person as you have this whole time. I want you to continue to stay positive. And stay the course. I love you so much. And I am so proud of you. Next, I'd like to address and speak to my mom, my brothers, my sister, my nieces and my nephews, who I love dearly, my aunts, uncles, cousins, the rest of my family. I am so sorry that I let each of you down. I am so sorry that I humiliated each of you. I am so sorry that I destroyed our family's reputation. With these terrible things that I have done. I am so sorry that my actions that I'm pleading guilty to here today somehow made people on social media and in the media think that it's okay to falsely attack two of the three best men that I've ever known. And that's my father and my grandfather. Two men who spent their life in service, helping others. Two men fully and wholly committed to justice. Two men who were most honest and most decent. And if they were here today,
two men, that would be devastating. By what I have done. And you know that. And you know that. Next, I want to apologize to my mother and father-in-law, although I hate the term in-law, as they have always treated me like one of their own. Also to my sister-in-law, Mag's sister, Marion, her husband, my brother-in-law, my nieces, who I adore. My aunts and uncles and cousins on Mackie's side. I'm so very sorry that I let you down. And I am so very sorry that I humiliated you. And I am so very sorry. And I had Buster back to this that I have negatively affected Max and Pawpaw's memory. And legacy. Also, apologize because I know and I know in my heart the actions that I am pleading guilty to here today and stress from all of that, contributed to the health issues of the third of the three best men that I know. Pop T. I think about it every day. How my actions have affected him and all of you. And it eats a hole in me. Next. And I'm sorry, this is taking longer than I had anticipated. Next is my brother Randy. I say that I am sorry to you because I know for a fact you that the actions that I'm pleading guilty to here today have caused you terrible, terrible problems. I am so sorry that my actions alone, have caused you to be so wrongly and falsely attacked. And that my actions have caused your integrity to so wrongly be questioned. Because I know, and those who know you know, that you are, without a doubt, one of the most honest and high integrity people that's ever walked this earth. And I hate that the things that I have done have somehow made that an issue for you. I will challenge any negative-minded person as it pertains to Randy to go and find one single person, anywhere who truly knows you or who truly knows him, who doesn't have an ulterior motive, to tell you that he's not one of the most honest people that they've ever known. And I am so sorry that I went to such lengths to hide my addiction and my criminal actions from you, because I know that you would have helped me before things got so out of control. So sorry that I have caused so much trouble for people that I love so much. I love you, and I love each of you. I'm sorry I let you down. sorry that I humiliated each of you. I'm sorry that I caused you to have to go through what you've been through. I'm sorry that I destroyed my law firm, a law firm that you know, that I dearly loved. And I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry that I've caused each of you to be questioned. Every one of you is not only one of the best lawyers that I've ever been around, but the best people. That I've ever been around. Such compassion, such smart, such giving. And such decent people. And I, again, am so sorry that I went to such great lengths addiction, and to hide my criminal acts from each of you. I know you would have helped me before things got so out of control. There's no doubt in my mind. I say to Johnny, that he was a great mentor to all of us. I learned so many good things from him. I am sorry that I failed him. I hope one day that Johnny will listen to this so that he will know how much I miss him and I miss our chats, and he'll know what I'm talking about. Danny, they don't make enough good words for me to accurately depict how I feel about you. You know the things that you helped me through. And you know how you helped Maggie and she didn't think. She had anywhere else to turn. Concerning her son. I hope you know how special you are. To me, especially. But also to Buster for all that they've done. And I mean it when I tell you that it hurts me so much to know that I have disappointed you. And I know that that is an understatement. I now apologize to every single person who cares about Maggie and about Paul, because I know that the things that I did, that I'm pleading guilty here today, allowed SLED and the Attorney General's office to focus on me and not to pursue the person or the people who hurt and killed Maggie and Pawpaw. And I am so sorry for that. To each one of you, and to those who might be listening, who are not here, I want to reiterate again just how sorry I am. I want to try to make sure to look at each one of you right now so that hopefully when you leave here, you will know and believe that I was sincere in my hopes that you understand how much I care about you and how sorry I am for the things that I have done. I'm still, as I said, after a lot of reflection, I'm still not sure how I let myself get where I did, where I could do the things that I did to all you people that I care about. I'd like to say to any and everyone who's suffering from addiction, please get professional help. Don't let pride get in your way the way I did. I had people who loved me who tried to help me many, many more people who I know would have helped me. I had resources. I had access to more resources. And I still couldn't beat it. I tried many, many times. It's just too hard. I say, please get professional help. I'm very proud as I stand here today to be 812 days clean. But I didn't do it soon enough. Please get help now. There are so many wonderful facilities out there with professional people who care and who do wonderful, wonderful work. I would like to say a special thank you to the people at Evolve Recovery Rehabilitation Center and at Sunrise Detox for all the wonderful care that they gave me. Every single day, I utilize the processes that they taught me, and I use the tools that they gave me in hopes that tomorrow I can add another day to my total. Lastly, I want to thank the men and women have sent me letters, emails, and given messages to my attorneys with genuine messages of support. They mean more to me than you could possibly know, and I appreciate it. Last thing I want to say, Your Honor, is that I am fully committed to trying to be a better person. I'm going to do as much good as possible and help as many people as I can while I'm incarcerated. I remain fully and wholeheartedly committed to finding a way to somehow make those who love me proud again in some small way. I appreciate each of you talking to me. I appreciate each of you looking at me while I'm talking to you. You can tell that you're listening. And I appreciate it. I'm going to say one more time. I hope you know. I hope you believe that it is heartfelt. And the two things that I hope you take away today are, number one, that I care about you. And number two, that I hate the things that I did. And I am so sorry. And Your Honor, I thank you for letting me address you and for letting me address the victims. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a break now for 45 minutes. It's for a 45-minute lunch, and we'll be back at 2:47, thereabouts.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.